second of our three-part Shiur series with Mrs. Michal Harwitz. And thank you again to Mrs. Michal Harwitz for, providing us with these Shiurim. I received a lot of positive feedback from the last Shiur. I definitely personally felt inspired, personally felt like it was good chizuk for going into Yom Tov and, the uncertainty of davening in my own house. So just a big thank you to Mrs. Michal Harwitz. And I know tonight's will be sure to be just as inspiring. So thank you very much. And a big thank you to Ricky and Sammy Khan once again for sponsoring the Shiur L'Ilui Nishmas, Mrs. Rebbetzin Leona Bomzer. This Shiur should be L'Ilui Nishmas, her Neshama. So thank you to Ricky and Sammy. Mrs. Bomzer, Liba Bas Toiva really enjoyed going to Mrs. Michal Harwitz this year, and I know that they had a special connection. So thank you, Mrs. Michal Harwitz, and thank you to the Khans. And take it away, Mrs. Michal Harwitz. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Pamela. So it's an honor, I see Ricky's name, to have you joining us, because the first year, Baruch Hashem, you hope to be with us. Ricky and Pamela were really the organizers of this Neshei Shiur series. And Ricky was unable to join us the first time because Baruch Hashem, while we were learning L'Ilui Nishmas, her grandmother, her and her husband were zocha to welcome a new baby boy into this world. So it's truly the cycle of life. We were learning L'Ilui Nishmas Rebbetzin Bomzer, and a new great-grandson was born to her the very time that we were learning. It's just amazing. And the Ribbono Shel Olam sends us nechamas in many forms. So this year should really bring continued zchusim to the entire family. And I wish you a mazel tov, and I'm happy to see your name and that you are able to join us. Oh, Pamela, you muted yourself again? Okay. So good evening. Welcome back to part two of our special pre-Rosh Hashanah Divrei Chizuk, Divrei Hisorus for this 40-day time period. Just a heads up, the third shiur in the series will be Be'ezras Hashem in 2 weeks. So it was one shiur, then 2 weeks, then this shiur, then 2 weeks. It'll be during the Asaras Yimei Teshuvah. Very much related to Inyanei Diyoma of the Aser Simi Teshuvah. So I'm actually going to begin in the Rambam, in Hilchos Teshuvah. I'm going to screen share with you and go through what I would like to share with you. Okay, so those of you who learn with me know I'm going to ask you, can you see my screen? So I can't see too many people, but yes, thumbs up. Okay, thank you. Liora, right? Are you Liora? Yeah, so she said, Liora said we could see. So I assume that everyone could see. So we are continuing. The topic of tonight's shiur is tapping into Kedushat Hayom from our homes. It is going to be a very different Rosh Hashanah for many people. Minyanim might be outdoors. Does anybody really know what's going to be in a week and a half? Only the Ribbono Shel Olam knows. Cases are back on the rise. And it's a hard time. What exactly will be in a week and a half, we don't know. But very likely, some of us, if not many of us, some of us might be afraid to go daven in the Beis Knesset, which during this time is very legitimate and warranted. Some of us may have been told by our doctors that we cannot go. Some of us may have a hearing loss, exhibit A, and even if you go to an outdoor minyan with fans in a tent where there are so many people, you won't be able to hear it anyway. Some of us may have new babies at home or young children and we're unable to go. So the shiur is really applicable to all of us in different ways. Whatever your matzav is, the question is, can we tap into the Kedushas Hayom from the sanctity and the privacy of our home? So let us continue with Divrei Chizuk. And I thought, since this is the final shiur in this series before Tafshin Pei Aleph, because the next time we meet through Kilas Torah Tamima, it will be Tafshin Pei Aleph. So this is our last year together in this venue of this year. I thought it would be appropriate. I was looking at different halachos of the Rambam, and I don't recall teaching this. And I think that it's appropriate to begin with this. And what's amazing is I find Hashem really guides my shiur. I see such hashgach on my shiur preparation. Some of you have heard me say this before. I couldn't believe it. I first went through Perek Dalet of the Rambam, and then I was going through Perek Hay, and I thought, oh, this halacha is very relevant. I think I would like to begin the shiur with this halacha. And then when I got to the next halacha, it's quoting this week's parsha. Mamash, this week's parsha. So I thought, this is Hashem's haskama, that this is where we should begin. So we are in the Rambam, Mishnah Torah, Hilchos Teshuvah, Perek Hay, okay, Hilchos Teshuvah, Perek Hay, and we are going to begin in halacha. And Liora told me that you could see the screen. Correct, Liora? Al ya avar b'machshav techa, davar zesh ormim tipshei umos ha'olam. It should not occur in your mind, this matter, that the foolish people from the nations of the world say, V'rov galmei b'nei Yisrael. And furthermore, there are some underdeveloped, unintelligent, unwise people in the b'nei Yisrael who say the same thing. What is this foolish matter that the Gentiles say, and which fools and the children of Israel also say? Sh'akosh Baruch Hu gozer al ha'adam mitchilas b'riyaso lios tzadik rasha. You should not think in your mind that you came to this world predestined to be righteous or to be wicked. It's not true that you were created either to be a tzaddik or to be a rasha. This is not true. You should not think this in your mind. Ein hadavar kein. The Rambam says this is absolutely not true. Ella, however, kol adam ra'uloi lios tzaddik kimosh rabbeinu. This is a famous, you may have heard this. It's a famous line of the Rambam. Everybody has the potential to be as righteous as a Moshe Rabbeinu. So you might think, what are you talking to me? Okay, I'm a female, but what do you think? I could be a Hani Machas? I can't be a Hani Machas. The Rambam will have the between Hani Machas and Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm sorry, but just to bring it down to our day, our time, our level, our gender. The Rambam says it's not true that you come here predestined to be a tzaddik or a rasha. You should never think that. You come here a blank slate, and you have a choice. And everyone could be a Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, you could also be a Rasha, K'Yeravim Ben Nevat. You could also be as wicked as Yeravim Ben Nevat. Or you could be a Chacham. Or you could be wise. Or Sachal. You could be, Chabad translation, foolish. You can choose to apply the degree of intellect you have and use it wisely. Or you can use your intellect not wisely. You can be a Rahman or Achzari. You weren't born as a compassionate or a cruel person. You make yourself compassionate by tikkun amidus, or you make yourself rachman alitzlan cruel. Okile Oshua, translated by Chabad, is miserly or generous. V'chein she'ar kol hadeiwa. So too all the character traits. You always have a choice. And we're at the precipice of Yom Hadin. And this is the final week and a half of the whole year. And a person should not think, I am destined to be a rasha, I was always a rasha, I'm a sinner, I have to die a sinner. It's not true. There is no one standing over you and forcing you. And there is no one who's decreed your destiny upon you. There's no one pulling you to one of the two sides. In other words, tzaddik or rasha, it's in your hands. So funny, just this afternoon, I was watching a 1 minute and 17 second clip from Eli Melech Biderman, Mashpia on Rav, Rabbi, Chassidish Rabbi, Mashpia in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Eli Melech Biderman told a mashal over. He told it over in the name of the Ben Ish Chai. That the Ben Ish Chai writes a certain mashal. There was a wagon driver, and he was driving his wagon. It's in Yiddish with English subtitles, and he's driving his wagon, and he picks up a passenger. Somebody's going to tramp. Rav Eli Melech Biderman said Eretz Yisrael, so even though he's speaking Yiddish, he uses the word tramp. So somebody's trying to tramp, to hitch a ride. And the wagon driver picks up the passenger, and the passenger gets into the back. After they travel a little bit of a distance, the passenger says, can I sit in the front? The wagon driver says, fine, sit in the front. They travel a little bit more, and the passenger says, can I hold the reins? The driver says, fine, hold the reins. Horse and baggage, no problem. They finally pull into the town, and the wagon driver says, okay, we reach your destination, get out. And the guest says, no, you get out. So the wagon driver says, what do you mean? This is told by Rav Eli Melech Biderman in the name of Ben Ish Chai. So he says, what do you mean I should get out? It's my wagon. So the guest says, it's my wagon. I was driving into town holding the reins, so they don't know what to do. So they go to the town rabbi and they say, listen, we have a problem. I'm the owner, and this guy who I picked up as a passenger said he was holding the reins. He's the owner. I should get out of the wagon. So the rabbi says, let me ask you, who was holding the reins when you got into town? You should be able to tell. It's just a mashal. Don't panic. That doesn't make sense. There's a nimshal. There's a lesson. There's a parable. So he says, who was holding the reins? If you tell me who was holding the reins, so I could tell you who's the owner. So what's the nimshal? The nimshal is, we all have a passenger, the Yetzer Hara, within us. Don't let the passenger hold the reins. A person has to have a Yetzer Hara. Rav Biderman quoted sources from Chazal. I've taught it before in the past. Without a Yetzer Hara, the Gemara, the Medrash, I don't remember, says a man would not build a home. He would not marry a woman. He would not earn a living. The Yetzer Hara spurs us to do different things that are necessities for life. Rav Biderman said, the Yetzer Hara makes you eat, because if you were totally Ruchnius, you wouldn't even want any Gashmius. Yetzer hara controls and is important for so much of our life, but don't let him hold the reins. Who's holding the reins? That's who's in charge. And here I think, and the Rabbim was not speaking about this piece of the Rambam, but I think it relates to the Rambam. V'lo misha mashchal echa mishnei drachim. Don't let him hold the reins. Don't let the Yetzer hara pull you. Ela hu me atzmo, but you and yourself, umei da'ato, and with your own mind, logic, reasoning, no tele'eza derech sheyirtza. You have a choice. Which way do you want to go? You want to do the mishnah? You want to do the aver? You want to speak lashon hara? You want to hold your tongue? You want to skip davening? You want to make time for tefillah? It's up to you. That's what Yirmiyahu says, Mipi Elyon lo teitze hara osvato. From the mouth of God does not emanate the wicked person and the righteous person. We're not animals. We don't go by instinct. We all have bechira chafshis. Klomar ein habore gozer el ha'adam lios tov v'lo lios ra. The Rabbanu Shalom does not decree upon a person that he should be good or he should be wicked. And this should give us hope. Because even if you find you've been working for so long in a certain inyan, that's very difficult for you, and you feel hopeless, and you feel like you could never overcome it, it's not true. As long as you take back the reins, you can overcome. V'kevan shekeinu nimtza zechote, who hifsid as atzmo. However, v'kevan happens to v'kevan because shekeinu nimtza zechote, who hifsid as atzmo. If you choose the side of sin, you will lose yourself. The loss is to you. U'lefichach ra'u yolivkos, cry to Hashem. Cry to God to help you. V'lekonein tekin al chata'av. Look back at the past year. You know, I taught a different piece of the Rambam this morning in my parashah shiur, and I said to the woman, I said to them last night, some of you learned it with me Monday night, some of you Tuesday morning, and I said, I'm not giving you Musar the Rambam. He's talking to all of us. Michal isn't giving you Musar. I'm reading the Rambam and explaining it. That's all. You have to cry and keen over your sins, what you did to your soul, the wickedness, the bad you brought into yourself. You gave the Yetzer hara the rain. So of course the Yetzer hara says it's mine. And your Yetzer Tov says, it's mine. And you go to the Dayan HaEmes, and the Dayan HaEmes says, who's holding the reins? And Taka, it's a good question. Who's holding the reins? The ability, the permission is in our hands. From our minds, we sinned. We did the bad things. And therefore, it is worthy lachazor b'teshuvah. In Yanedu Yoma of these 40 days is to be a chozer b'tshuva. It is worthy for us. Excuse me. To return in repentance to God. V'la azov rishenu, to leave our bad ways. Shaharishus ata biyadenu. So, you know, I tell you, the hashkach when I prepare shirim is just really unbelievable. I happened to watch that 1 minute and 17 second clip of Rabbi Mech Biederman, and I haven't even watched him for a while, even though I'm signed up for the WhatsApp group. How many WhatsApp groups could you keep on top of? And I'm preparing this year, and I feel that they're talking about the same thing. Harishus ata biyadenu. When you become a chozer b'teshuvah, when you return in repentance, v'la azov rishenu, and you leave the HR. You tell the HR, get out of my car. Harishus ata biyadenu, ata with an ayim. Now, permission, ability, control is back in your hands. Who's holding the reins? That's who owns the horse and wagon. The HR is a passenger. We need him. It's strange, but we do need him. Otherwise, people would not get married. In other words, they wouldn't have relations. What do I need this for? And they wouldn't eat, and they wouldn't make a job, and they wouldn't make parnasa. They wouldn't build a house. So let him be the passenger, but don't let him hold the reins. Like the Pasuk says in Eicha, let us examine our ways, investigate, and return to God. That was a very powerful halacha. Again, it's Hilchus Teshuvah Perkei Halacha Beis. But it's so funny, because then I just went a little bit further, and I couldn't believe it. It's a much shorter halacha, and the Rambam quotes our parsha, Nitzavim. So I thought, this is Hashem's Haskama, that this is the right path. Because here we are, it happens to be based on this week's parsha. V'davar zer ikur gadol hu. The Rambam writes, this is a great ikur. It is a foundational teaching. V'hu amud ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvah. Look at this. It's a pillar of Torah. It's an upholding. It's an amud. It's an ikur. A pillar and a foundation of mitzvah. Sheneh emar. Like the Pasuk says in Parashas Nitzavim. Re'eh nasati lefanecha yom es hachayim. And I pointed it out in Parsha class last night and today, but I had not yet come across this Rambam, which I prepared new for this year. So I'm going to show you the Rambam. Leora, could you see that I switched screens? Okay, I said I'm going to show you the Rambam. I didn't mean that. I'm going to Parshas Nitzavim. I'm right at the end of Perak Lamed. Moshe Rabbeinu says to us, you've two paths in front of you. I put before you today life and good, death and bad. You should live, you should multiply. And this is the passage that the Rambam quotes from Parshas Nitzavim. Keep in mind, Nitzavim Vayelech are always read right before Rosh Hashanah. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ubacharta, key words, you choose life. It's not in God's hands. The choice is in my hands. Choose life so that you should live. Is there a better message of Divrei Hesorus for Erev Rosh Hashanah than the final Parshios of the year? There's a path, a fork in the road. You can choose one, which is Maves Chayim Ra. And you can choose the other, which is, did I say Maves Chayim Ra? I made a big mistake. Maves Klala Ra, or Chayim Bracha Tova. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, you're not animals. You must choose the right way. Choose. Going back to the Rambam. Klomer Shaharishus B'yadcham. Permission is in our hands. It's not in the hands of God. And don't let it be in the hands of the Yetzer Hara. We all have the capacity to take back the reins. V'chol she'yachpo to Adam, as much as man desires, la'asos mimase b'nei Adam, ose b'en tov b'en ra'im. Man has to desire to do the ways, the deeds of human beings. And human beings sometimes choose good and sometimes choose bad. A bird cannot choose. When the bird has to migrate, it has to migrate. When the whale has to go to warmer grounds and swim 3,000 miles from Alaska to birth their calves, and that's what it's going to do. And when the wildebeest cross the Masai Mara River, that's what they're going to do. But you're a human being. And don't blame God that the Yetzer is in charge and holding the reins. You can't come and rush the shadow and say, it wasn't my fault, I had a passenger. Leave him the passenger, but don't make him in charge. I'm screaming at myself. Ein habara kofa b'nei ha'adam. God does not force us to do anything. V'lo gozer alein lasos tova ra. God does not decree that I will be a person who always does good or a person who always does bad. Ela hakol musar lahem. Everything has been given over to us. It's my choice. It's my choice. I can either keep the Yetzer Hara as a passenger and then utilize him for what I need him for. Parak Aleph of Bereshis, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayer Elohim es kol asher asa, Vehine Tov Ma'od. Tov Ma'od, according to one opinion of Chazal, is the Yetzer Hara. God said everything that he did, and behold, it was very good, and very good is the Yetzer Hara. So we have to utilize him for the purposes of what he's good for, but not let him gain control of the reins. So I thought it was a very appropriate introduction. How can I tie it into tapping and into Kedushat Hayom from the sanctity of our homes? I'm not exactly sure. I might be going out on a limb, but I don't know. We have to understand that whatever the position the Ribbono Shel Olam puts us into, that's where he wants us to be. So I can't choose my position or my place, especially this year with the COVID pandemic, because who knows what's going to be in a week and a half. Hopefully the Bate Knesios will be, Ezra Hashem, be open. Hopefully the Bate Midrashos will be open. But only Hashem knows what's going to happen. But I can choose my reaction. I think this is very relevant to the Rambam. Because I have to choose in my midos, and in my outlook, and in my emuna. Chayim Tova, or Cholera. Because I can't control, perhaps, where I will be this year. But I can control how I view where I will be this year. And it is erroneous to believe that Kedushas Hayom only exists in the Beis Medrash. It's a famous vart on a famous pasuk. It's Shemos 25:8, the beginning of Parshas Teruma. Begins V'yichuli Truma. Hashem spoke to Moshe, take from me a portion. Meis kol ish asheid venalibo tichu es trumasi v'zosa truma teratikach meitam zav kesef dechoshes blah blah blah. Not really chasafon, etc. etc. 25:8. Vasuli mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. You all know this vart. Vasuli mikdash, you shall make for me a mikdash, v'shachanti, from the word shechina, b'socham. It should say, v'shachanti b'socho. I will dwell in it, meaning in the mikdash, in the mishkan. No, I will dwell amongst them, within the b'nei Yisrael. So if Hashem wants me to be home this year, will it be strange? Yes. Will it be difficult? Yes. Will it be less impactful? Perhaps. Will it be Berov Am HaJos Melech? No. But if that's where Hashem wants me to be, then I have to choose my attitude and my outlook. Because I can't choose where I will be, but I can choose how I can react. And that's in our hands. I think that it's very important for us to recognize the power of every day. It's funny, when I sat down to start to prepare this year, I thought the topic was appreciating the day from home. It was tapping into the Kedushas Hayom. Okay. I'll tell you something cute. This year there was no Reach Shavuos Yarchei Kalav. Why you? We were invited back, but then it was canceled. But the four previous years we have been part of, we have been Zocha, the tremendous chus, to be part of the Why You Reach Shavuos Yarchei Kalav. This was supposed to be the fifth year. But like we just said, Hashem always doesn't always pan out the way we plan. His plans aren't always our plans. So I remember one year, maybe it was last year, 2 years ago, Rabbi Dr. J.J. Schechter gave out his shiur packet, and the title was different than was on the brochure. So he started off by saying, you may have noticed that the title is different than was on the brochure. When I asked you for the title for the Why You Reach Yarchei Kalav, it's a couple of months in advance. You don't always know what you're going to be speaking about. So Rabbi Dr. J.J. Schechter said they asked me a title, so I had to submit a title. And when I started to prepare the shiur, it was totally different. But this isn't totally different, but what I want to speak about is appreciating Kedushas Hayom. The title is Tapping into the Kedushat Hayom. What's the exact title? Tapping into Kedushat Hayom from our homes. I want to focus on the word Hayom. We've already spoken about the fact that God will place us in certain situations, and our attitude and our reaction is in our hands. And don't blame Hashem. It's in our hands. I want to focus on the word Hayom, tapping into Kedushat Hayom from the sanctity of our homes. You know, since the beginning of this pandemic, I have a new mantra. When people ask me, how are you? Some of you may have gotten this reply. I always say the same thing, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. And I really mean it. Every single day, if I'm in shul, if I'm at home because I have a hearing loss and I can't hear, if I'm afraid to go to Beis Knesset, if my age does not permit me to go because I'm in a high-risk category in terms of being a senior citizen, if I'm home with a baby, that day is the biggest gift that we will never get back. Tapping into Kedushat Hayom, today, Zeh Hayom, Asa Hashem. Nagila v'nismechaba, and someone pointed out to me once after one of my shiurim, she said, Zeh Hayom Asa Hashem. Whatever today brings, this is the day that God made. Nagila v'nismecha bo. Let us rejoice and delight and take pleasure in this day. Because it's never coming back. So if it means it will be a different Rosh Hashanah experience than anyone we can remember, then so be it. But we have the gift of today. And will I squander it and waste it? Chas v'shalom. Because I'm aggravated that I can't hear, so I can't be in show. Well, I tap into the inherent kedusha. I wrote in my notes the tremendous potential in each moment of each day, even if, or especially when, we are in our homes. I'm going to quote a story from I Am Your Servant, the biography of Rav Yosef Tendler. Rav Yosef Tendler was the menahal at the Mechina in Yeshivas Neri Shel Baltimore. He was actually our Masada Kedushin. My husband was very close to him when he was in Neri Yisrael for high school, and he came to Toronto to marry us off. So, Zatzal Rav Yosef Tendler. So in this biography, if you didn't read it, it's really very nice and inspiring and much to learn. He tells over a story that Rav Tendler would share with his Talmidim. Okay, I'm quoting from the book. If you have it for your reference, it's page 311. There once was a businessman who was sitting by the beach in a small Brazilian village. As he sat, he saw a Brazilian fisherman rowing a small boat towards the shore, having caught quite a few big fish. The businessman was impressed, and he asked the fisherman, "So tell me, how long does it take you to catch so many fish?" The fisherman replied, "Oh, just a short while." So the businessman was astonished. "It takes you a short while to catch so many big fish. Why do you stay longer at sea and catch even more fish?" The fisherman replied, "Well, this is enough to feed my whole family for the day. The businessman said, so what do you do the whole rest of the day? The fisherman replied, well, I usually wake up early in the morning. I go out to sea. I catch a few fish. Then I go back. I play with my kids. In the afternoon, I take a nap. Evening comes. I join my buddies in the village. The businessman offered a suggestion to the fisherman. I am a PhD in business management. I could help you to become a more successful person. From now on, you should spend more time at sea and try to catch as many fish as possible. When you have saved enough money, you could buy a bigger boat, and then you could catch even more fish. Soon you will be able to afford more boats. You will set up your own company. You will have your own production plan for canned food and distribution network. By then, you will have moved out of this village, to Sao Paulo. I didn't pronounce it. Sao Paulo in Brazil. Where you can set up headquarters to manage your other branches. The fisherman continued, and he said, and after that, the businessman laughs heartily. After that, you can live like a king in your own house. And when the time is right, you could go public and float your shares in the stock exchange. You will be rich. The fisherman said, and after that, the businessman said, after that, you can finally retire. You could move to a house by the fishing village. You will wake up early in the morning, catch a few fish. You'll return home. You'll have time to play with your kids. You'll have a nice afternoon nap. When evening comes, you'll join your buddies for a drink. You'll play the guitar. You'll sing and dance through the night. The Brazilian fisherman was puzzled, and he looked at the businessman who had a PhD in business management, and he said, isn't that what I am already doing? Not just a fairy tale. Rabbi Yosef Tendler Zatzal will tell this over often to his Talmidim. Sometimes we're so busy looking for the way we think things should be or are supposed to be or how they used to be or how we want them to be that we forget to live and enjoy right here in the here and now, to appreciate Zeh Hayom Asa Hashem Nagila. Let us rejoice. I know we don't say this on the Yom HaDin, but Sukkot is coming up, and Sukkot is Man Simcha Seinu, and Sukkot might also be weird. We're used to having Orchim, and we might not be having Orchim. It's not everybody's listening to the rules, but if you are, you're not going to be having Orchim. Maybe you'll be alone. Maybe you won't be the one who's invited out this year. I have to be able to say, Zeh Hayom Asa Hashem. Whatever the day brings, this is how the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted it to be. And remember how we began Shir, that very powerful halacha of the Rambam. You know, it's interesting. The Rambam's halachas and hilchos teshuva are both halachas and musar words. They're musar. He's giving us musar. You don't need a musar saver. Open up the Rambam and read the hilchos teshuva. Don't let the Yetzer Hara be in charge. Someone once came to Rav Yisrael Salanter. No, I'm sorry. Rav Yisrael Salanter was walking. It was Errol. And he came across a man who was all serious, smutn upon him. Rabbi Saul Salanter said, the father of the Musar movement, he said, what's wrong, Rabbi Yid? Look at your face, you're so down. So Rabbi Yid said, don't you know it's Ella, I'm doing teshuva. So Rabbi Saul Salanter said, you're doing teshuva, so I have to suffer. Your face is public property. And the attitude, I'm not talking to you, I'm really talking to me. It's in our hands. And it's a question of how we will face this unique year, this challenging year, this difficult year, Zeh Hayom, tapping into Kedushat Hayom. We can only tap into the Kedusha of the Yom if we appreciate the Yom in the first place. And sometimes we're so busy looking for other things to do, we forget to appreciate where we are now. What are you talking about, said the Brazilian fisherman? I should go through that whole cycle to come back to being a fisherman? Let me appreciate today when I have today. I remember once my pediatrician said something to me, which is a lesson in Avodas Hashem. It was back a few years ago, and I took one of the kids in. I don't remember if it was an ear infection or what they had. And the pediatrician said, their ears are clear. I don't know, it wasn't strep. I don't remember what it was. The pediatrician said, I give a 15-minute guarantee when you leave this office. Anything I said is good for 15 minutes. After that, it's anybody's game. But who could say it will be tomorrow? God knows it will be tomorrow. Who could say it will be next week? Hashem knows it will be next week. But one thing I know, don't let the Yetzer Hara hold the reins. Nobody could say, God, I was destined to be an angry person, an impatient person, a disappointed person. an aggravated or aggravating person. Everybody was born a clean slate, and everybody says a Rambam, not Michal. It's everyone says Rambam could be a Moshe Rabbeinu. Ubacharta b'chayim. Rambam quotes this pasuk from Parshas Nitzavim. Laman tichya, ato v'zarecha acharecha. The Chavetz Chaim used to say, quote, life is like a postcard. You start to write, and you think you have all the space in the world. So you write big, and you leave a lot of space between the words and the letters. After all, you have a whole postcard to fill. And then you start to get closer to the end, and you realize there's not as much room as you thought. So you start to squeeze in the words, squeeze in your ideas, your thoughts, your feelings, your longings. It's a mad dash to get everything into that postcard before the finish line. Sometimes you don't have enough room for the most important sentiments. Sometimes you don't even have enough room to sign your name. We have to make sure that we view the Kedusha of the day as worthy of the Kedusha of the day, because it's a day I'm not getting back. So don't squander the space. Don't leave big gaps. Maximize, capitalize on whatever mitzvahs you can do from your home. And if it's taking care of your children, then that's what you're doing. And Baruch Hashem. And if you're going to be alone this Yom Tov, then for whatever reason, that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. We don't know why. We wish we knew why. We don't have those answers. And if you have a hearing loss and you can't hear the davening well enough to go to an outdoor minyan, don't squander the day and leave spaces between the words. Do whatever you can to make that day kadosh. Just one nakuda in terms of kavana. Oh my gosh, I want to actually quote it properly. Could you let me run upstairs? I'm coming right back. Yes, Pamela? Yes, ladies, the 5 A's I could see. Thank you. Because I understand some people can't be seen. It's fine. I'm coming right back, okay? I just want to quote it properly. Not paraphrase. Don't hang up. I'm coming back. Okay. In terms of kavana, if we will be at home, for whatever reason you will be at home, okay? In terms of having kavana, does this day have kedusha? Does my tefillos have kedusha? Absolutely. But I'm just going to quote, I ran upstairs to get the Jewish Action, the most recent Jewish Action, by Dr. Norman Lamzatzel is on the cover. I'm actually quoting from a book review. Okay. A book review, I'm sure you've heard of the Sefer Orchos Chaim Ben Torah for Life, by Rav Lopiansky. He is Rosh Shiva of the Yeshiva of Greater Washington. Anyway, it's become a very famous, famous book. We do not have it, but I was reading the book review. And he speaks about Kavana. And I want to quote it from you because it's very powerful. And since I read it, I think I read it before Shabbos, it's really given me a different perspective in terms of tefillah. So this is from the book review that's about to quote Rav Aaron Lopiansky's Ben Torah for Life. I'm sure some of you have heard of it. It's become a very well-known, well-respected, popular sefer. So the author of the book review writes, much of the book is a gold mine of realistic... Oh, so if you just pulled out your Jewish Action, like someone said, it's on page 109, okay? The review starts on page 108 to 109. Okay. Much of the book is a gold mine of realistic, practical, and uplifting advice, both on the challenges of the workplace to our spirituality and Avodas Hashem, and enhancing our spirituality and Avodas Hashem in the workplace. An example from an area of perennial challenge is davening. Now he's quoting Rav Lopiansky's words. Somehow we have come to think of his kavana. Okay, so it might be a word. I won't be in shul. How will I have kavana? I'm not going to hear them sing Unasana Togev. I won't hear them sing the Kedusha. I'm not going to hear Eitz Chaim Hi. How will I rouse myself to be close to God, to tap into the Kedusha Sayam, if I'm by myself in my house? This is very powerful. So Rav Lopiansky writes, somehow, we have come to think of kavana as thoughts or emotions projected into our tefillah. You have to have this machshava when you say this word. You have to have this kavana when you say this word. You have to have this ha'ara when you say this sentence. And I have to be machshav this when I bow down. We have come to think of kavana as, quote, thoughts or emotions projected into tefillah. Thus, we expect tefillah b'kavana includes a musar shmuz, worthy of our thoughts, a Kabbalah sefer, worth of meditations, that should all be flashing through our minds as we say the words. And it's true. When we talk about the challenges of kavana, we want to put a whole musar shmuz into modem and achrulach. We want to put a whole Kabbalah sefer of meditations into Lishalayim Mircha, Barachim Tashuv. And if I don't, I think I don't have kavana. Lopiansky says, the truth is kavana means one thing. It's simple. It means one word. Focus. F-O-C-U-S. That's all kavana means. You do not have to have tefillah b'kavana, which is a musar shmuz of thoughts. It does not mean a Kabbalah sefer of meditations that flashes through your mind. Kavana means focus. We need to focus consciously on the words we're saying. What is kavana? Look inside the sitter and just focus on understanding the words. That's kavana. Yes, everyone's mind wanders, but if we gently refocus ourselves on the words we are saying, then we are davening b'kavana. Many of us know what almost all the words mean, and I'm going to add, if you don't, in today's day and age, between Koran and art school and the plethora of translations, there's really no excuse for not knowing what the words mean. Many of us know what almost all the words mean. There's no need to translate them back to ourselves. This is kavana. And I think it's a beautiful and important lesson for always, but especially as we go into the season of Yamim Tovim, of Tishrei, when things will be different. I was thinking of Simchas Torah. This kavana, the correct definition, focus, quote, may not turn the davening into an emotional kumzitz. I'm quoting with Lopiansky. But it will make it into an experience that in the course of time engenders a profound change within a person. But make sure, practical, you have a master with English. Kavana means focus on the words. Translate them as you're saying them. It doesn't mean you have to go through a musar shmuz. It doesn't mean you have an emotional kumzitz. It doesn't mean you need to have thoughts that are worthy of a Kabbalah sefer. It simply means understand what you're saying to God, whether you're in Beis Knesset or whether you're in your own Dalet Amos. It might not turn your tefillah into an emotional kumzitz, but it will make it into an experience that in the course of time engenders a profound change within every person. And I think that's something very important. What is the day? The day that Hashem gave me. I promise you. People say, how are you? I say, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Where I am today, sometimes it's my choice, sometimes it's not my choice. How I interpret the day is very much my choice. How I behave today is my choice. If there is Kedusha in this day, it's my choice. I make the day. The day is intrinsically Kadosh. If I choose to bring that Kedusha into my home, into myself, then it's Kadosh. And if I don't tap into the Kedusha, the Rambam says, so it's your choice. You had a choice. Bracha Klala. Tova Ra. Chas V'Shalom Chayim Maves. Let's not leave spaces in the postcard because we think the day is not worth Chas V'Shalom living to its fullest because it's not exactly how I envisioned it to be. Get it all in. Because it's a day, it's a space on the postcard you're never getting back. And don't worry so much about what will be when I can finally retire. When you're not even focusing on what you're doing right now. Portraits of Prayer, which is a book that I enjoy very much, for Rabbi Eliezer Abish, which I quote from time to time, tells the following lesson. I've told it before. I don't know if it's been a YU Torah or not. It's powerful. Imagine that there is a bank which credits your account each morning with $86,400. But there's a caveat. It does not carry over any balance from day to day. It allows you to keep no cash balance. Every evening, Whatever part of the amount you failed to use that day is canceled. You got $86,400. Wait, there's five comments. I'm sorry. Oh, that I have permission to run upstairs. Okay, thank you. Imagine there's a bank which credits your account each morning with $86,400. However, it doesn't carry balance from day to day. It allows you to keep no cash balance. And every evening it cancels whatever part of the amount you failed to use during that day. What would you do? You would make sure to withdraw. It's yours. It's legal. You would withdraw every dollar of the $86,400. While everyone has such a bank, it's called a time bank. Every morning, the Ribono Shel Olam credits you with 86,400 seconds. Every night, whatever part of this time you have failed to invest to good purpose is written off as lost forever. It does not carry over any balance. It's so powerful always, but especially the final days of Tav Shin Pei. I don't believe that this year any of us, but Ezras Hashem, we should get there in good health, will take the Shachianu blessing for granted as we enter Tav Shin Pei Aleph. Shachianu v'kiyamanu v'higienu lazman hazeh. It was a turbulent, difficult, confusing, painful year. How are you doing, Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom? And if the Yom means that I have to be home, then so be it. But it's a gift from the Ribono Shel Olam. What kind of question it is? Is there Kedusha in the day? There's Kedusha in every day. So I'm home. That's what God wants. Don't let the Yetzer Hara hold the reins. That would be the worst disaster. If I let the Yetzer Hara hold the reins. Is there Kedusha in this Yom? Is there Kedusha in every Yom? And if I'm home, then I'm home. Okay. It might be painful. I'm not minimizing. It might be difficult. It might be confusing. It might be different. It's true. There are many people who are alone. They were alone for Purim. They were alone for Pesach. And they might be alone again. And it's hard. But it's still a day. And if you're Zocha to say the Shachiganu today, Ezras Hashem, we cannot squander a moment. Kavana means, understand the words, you might not hear Kedusha, Betzibur. You might not hear your favorite Nigunim. You might not be able to have guests, and you might not be able to be the guest. What kind of question is there Kedusha in today? Every day is the biggest gift. Who can question that this year of all years? Every morning, you are credited with 86,400 seconds. Every night, whatever part of this time you fail to invest to good purpose is written off as lost forever. It does not carry over any balance. It allows no overdraft. Each day, it opens a new account. If you fail to use any of the previous day's deposits, the loss is yours. There's no going back. There's no drawing against tomorrow. You have to use today's deposits today. Invest so you get from it the utmost in, quote, health, happiness, and success. The clock is running. Make the most of today. We can't let the Yetzer Hara hold the reins. You know, he sits in the back seat as a passenger. And then he says, you know, the view's better up there. I just want to sit next to you. So you say, okay, sit next to me. And he says, you know, can I just hold the reins? And by the time you pull into town, he's the owner. And you're the shmata. And he says, you get off, I'm in charge. So he says, hey, this was my wagon. You were just along for the ride. Rambam says, you can all be a Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no such thing as I was born to be an angry person, an impatient person, a cruel person, a miserly person. And even if we haven't been successful, every day is a new gift. Every single day, I can tell the Yetzer, move back to the back seat. Because Zeh Hayom Asa Hashem, wherever I am, for whatever reason I am, we can rise to the challenge of appreciating the tremendous kedusha, the tremendous potential, the tremendous closeness we can access to the Ribbono Shel Olam, if we just appreciate Baruch Hashem, Yom, Yom. I hope the next time we learn Be'ezus Hashem will be Tav Shem Pei Aleph, in this venue at least, that our past two Shi'urim will enhance, it's my fervent hope, will enhance your experience of Rosh Hashanah this year. Whether it's different or the same, whether you're alone or together, whether you're home or in shul, that's where God is. I wish you all a meaningful Yom Tov, however you experience it, an appreciation of the fact that today is the best gift that I have, and a kasiva, the chasima tova, a shana tova umu suka for you, your families, and all of Klal Yisrael. So thank you so, so much.